Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Special visit. State Republican Brooks Landgraf, third from left, paid a visit at the Mass COVID-19 vaccination clinic on Sunday at Ratliff Stadium. Court sets school, hospital voting. Honor the Blue gives sheriff $52,000. By OA News at OAOA.com. Ector County Commissioners on Thursday will consider passing a joint resolution regarding the May 1st election of candidates for the ECISD School Board and Ector County Hospital District Board. In the special 10 a.m. session at the County Administration Building at 1010 East 8th Street, the court will discuss the early voting schedules, election day voting centers, and early voting clerks. In other business, the commissioners will accept a $52,000 donation to the Sheriff's Department office from the Honor the Blue organization. The court will also hear reports on COVID-19 related issues and consider a resolution pertinent to Governor Abbott's disaster declaration concerning the state's mid-February blizzard. Accept the donations of a 30-yard trash container from DOC disposal to help curtail illegal dumping. Consider the appointment of Bill Ritter to a 2-year term on the Airport Advisory Board. Discuss declaring surplus county property and approving the auction of assets and other items. Consider buying replacement sound system amplifiers and relocating the amplifier rack at the Coliseum. Discuss specifications for the Cottonwood Road Project. Review specifications for the annual seal coating of roads. Consider a 24-month contract with the AT&T Corp for the library. Discuss transferring $200 from shop supplies to local transportation in the Highways and Streets Department. Consider transferring $200 from contract services to advertising in the Highways and Streets Department. And finally, discuss amendments to the general fund of $900 each to precincts 1 and 3 and $300 to precinct 4 for office supplies. Victim said two men involved in armed robbery by OA News at OAOA.com. A 24-year-old woman who was shot in the head and in the leg detailed in an Odessa Police Department probable cause affidavit that there were two men involved in the armed robbery that sent two people, including herself, to the hospital. One of the men arrested was identified as 20-year-old Braden Stout, while OPD spokesperson Corporal Steve LeSueur told the Odessa American over the phone on Tuesday afternoon that OPD isn't looking for a second suspect. The Odessa American had to file an FOI for the probable cause affidavit detailing what the victims of the double shooting said happened. Officers were reportedly dispatched at 3:50 a.m. February 25th to the 300 block of Drury Lane and made contact with the victims, 31-year-old Frankie Lujan and 25-year-old Brittany Martinez. Both were found to have gunshot wounds to their legs and were transported to Medical Center Hospital. Trevor Tankesley, the Director of Public Relations for MCH, stated in an email on Tuesday afternoon that Martinez was in fair condition while Lujan has been released and treated. Martinez stated that a man later identified as Stout entered her residence, pointed a gun at her, and demanded money and drugs, the affidavit stated. Martinez stated she heard a loud bang and then blacked out. During an examination at the hospital, Martinez had reportedly been shot in the left side of her head as well as the lower part of her right leg. Lujan had been shot in his left thigh and lower abdomen. Martinez stated that she knew Stout through his girlfriend. Martinez also stated another man was with Stout during the robbery, but she doesn't know who the other person is and has never met him before, the affidavit stated. Stout was arrested and booked Sunday at the Ward County Jail in Monahans with three counts of aggravated robbery, a first-degree felony, and evading arrest or detention, a Class A misdemeanor. Stout has four bonds totaling $155,000 and was still in custody at the Ward County Jail as of Tuesday afternoon. An employee at the Ward County Jail told the Odessa American over the phone. Two of the aggravated robbery charges come from Ector County, where Stout reportedly shot a 31-year-old man and a 25-year-old woman while demanding money and drugs. Local news roundup. COVID vaccine conversation. Young Professionals of Odessa has scheduled a candid COVID conversation, vaccines, with featured speaker ORMC Chief Medical Officer Dr. Rohith Saravana from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Thursday on Zoom, us02web.zoom.us. Visit tinyurl.com/3QGX99GN. Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. The Crisis Center of West Texas Prevention Education Team, CCWTX, and Teen Leadership Council are sharing information all month long about how to prevent and respond to teen dating violence. Join the CCWTX Book Club on Thursday, where teens will discuss Dreamland by Sarah Dessen. Sign up at tinyurl.com/CFFBUJKS. Tune in to the CCWTX podcast episodes on teen dating violence at tinyurl.com/PK39KF56 and tinyurl.com/4KYSW62N. Watch the Facebook live stream of the team-led panel discussion for teens and parents at tinyurl.com/23H943ED. For further information, call 432-333-2527 or visit ccwtx.org. Spring Concert. The UTPB Philharmonica Orchestra has scheduled a spring concert at 7:30 p.m. Thursday at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, Main Hall, 1310, Farm to Market, 1788, Midland. Performing selections will be from the opera Carmen, Beethoven's First Symphony, and a world premiere by the Odessan composer Seth Bedford. Admission is free. Visit tinyurl.com/56CG6H3Q. Performance. The UTPB Vocal Ensemble will present Amal and the Night Visitors at 7:30 p.m. Thursday through Saturday and 2:30 p.m. Sunday at First United Methodist Church, 415 North Lee Avenue. Masks are required. Tickets are $10. Children and students are free with ID. For tickets, visit tinyurl.com/25KFB5VM. For more information, call 432-552-3286 or email music@utpb.edu. Kids Art Contest. The Take Care of Texas Kids Art Contest runs through Friday. K through 5 students in Texas are invited to enter their artwork. 6 students and 1 lucky teacher will win a tablet or laptop. Prizes are made possible through a donation from the Texas Chemical Council. To sign up or for more details, visit takecareoftexas.org/kids/k-5-art-contest. OPD Searching for Man Connected to Indecent Assaults by OA News at OAOA.com. The Odessa Police Department is asking the public to help locate 22-year-old Jose Luis Hernandez. Hernandez is reportedly wanted on 3 counts of indecent assault, a Class A misdemeanor. OPD responded to indecent assaults that occurred at 3 separate locations in Odessa, a press release stated. Investigation showed the same suspect inappropriately touched 3 female victims. Through the course of the investigation, the suspect was identified as Hernandez. A photo of Hernandez has been released that can be seen at tinyurl.com/75U7JWRE. Anyone with information about Hernandez is asked to contact the Odessa Police Department at 432-333-3641 or Odessa Crime Stoppers at 432-333-TIPS. Obituaries. Katie Arnold. Odessa. Katie Lorraine Walker Arnold was born on March 31, 1929, in Tennessee Colony, Texas. She was baptized at an early age and grew up in the Baptist Church. She was the eldest child of Albert and Mary Walker. Katie was united in marriage to Curtis Arnold Sr. on March 21, 1952. They enjoyed 35 years of marriage and owned Arnold Janitorial Service together. Katie is preceded in death by her parents, Albert and Mary Walker, husband Curtis Arnold, grandson Kent Lerone Walker, brother Lisita Walker, and sister Mary Agatha Walker. Katie leaves 4 children to celebrate her life and legacy: Wilmer Walker and wife Christine, Curtis Arnold Jr. and Shirley, Sheila Stevenson and Clarice, and Albert Arnold and Denise, all of Odessa, Texas. She was blessed with 14 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, 7 great-great-grandchildren, and a host of cousins, nieces, nephews, and friends. Mrs. Arnold, Mother, Big Mama, Auntie, Miss Katie will be missed but never forgotten. Gregory Dwayne Gerber, Odessa. Gregory Dwayne Gerber, 64, of Odessa, Texas, passed away on February 28, 2021. Greg was born on October 14, 1956, to Eldon and Joyce Gerber in Lamar, Colorado. As a beloved husband, father, brother, grandfather, and great-grandfather, he will be truly missed. Greg is survived by his loving wife, Loretta, 2 daughters, Heidi Palumbo and Kelly Collins, 2 sons, Dyson Gerber and Casey Collins. He was a loving brother to Cammy Potts, Tina Carlson, Larry Gerber, Laura Newbrow, and Diana Martinez. He is also survived by numerous nieces, nephews, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. Friday, March 5, 2021 at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home with Reverend David Newton officiating. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Arrangements are entrusted to Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. To send condolences to the family, please sign his guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com. Timothy W. York, Odessa. Timothy Wade York, 78, of Odessa, Texas, passed away on Monday, February 22, 2021, in Odessa, Texas. Visitation will be 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, March 3, 2021 at Purchase Funeral Home at 1506 North Grandview in Odessa. Funeral services will also take place at Purchase Funeral Home on Thursday, March 4th at 2 p.m. with Dr. Jimmy Braswell of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church officiating. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Tim was born in Stamford, Texas, to Archie and Sally York on February 20, 1943. He went to Ocalon High School. He married the love of his life, Teresa Lynn Bunch, on August 2, 1980, in Odessa, Texas. He is preceded in death by his parents, Sally and Archie York. Tim is survived by his beloved wife, Teresa, his children, Don, Tim, Sean, Ashley, Caleb, and his wife, Julia, his brother, Kenneth, his wife, Rhonda, and a niece, Abby, and a nephew, John, 6 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren, many friends, and beloved pets. Memorials may be given to World Vision, St. Jude's, or St. Andrew's Cumberland Presbyterian Church. The family wishes to extend their sincere thanks to our many friends who have helped and prayed with and for us. Robert Curtis Elam, San Angelo. Robert Curtis Elam, 66, passed away Friday, February 26, 2021 in San Angelo. Memorial service will be at 2 p.m. Friday, March 5, 2021 at Robert Massey Riverside Chapel with Reverend J.T. Tucker, chaplain of Shannon Medical Center, officiating. Cremation and arrangements are under the direction of Robert Massey Funeral Home. Mr. Elman was born October 11, 1954 in Kermit. Robert was a 1973 graduate of Monahans High School. His survivors include 2 daughters, Kim Anderson and Jessica Crenshaw, and husband Jason, all of San Angelo, a son, Curtis Elam of Fort Worth, 2 brothers, Randy Elam and Royce Elam, both of Odessa, and 4 grandchildren. Robert was preceded in death by his parents, Curtis and Lou Ellum. Terry Golden, Odessa. Terry Golden of Odessa, Texas, passed from this life on Saturday, February 27, 2021, at the age of 68. Terry was born September 27, 1952, in Colorado City, Texas, to Doris and Howard Golden. He was the second of 5 children. The family moved to Odessa in 1954, where Terry attended Austin Elementary, Crockett Junior High, and Odessa High School, graduating in 1971. January 14, 2021, while restoring an antique camp stove, Terry was critically burned when the stove exploded. He was flown to University Medical Center's burn unit in Lubbock, where he fought for his life until his death. Terry is preceded in death by his son, Michael Golden, father, Howard Golden, brother, Richard Golden, father-in-law, James Israel, mother-in-law, Ann Israel, and sister-in-law, Shirley Kerrigan. Terry is survived by his wife, Paula Israel Golden, daughter, Marcy Peterson, and husband, Court, daughter, Carrie Huggins, and husband, West, and 4 grandsons. Terry is also survived by his mother, Doris Golden, sister, Linda Cooper, and husband, Ronnie, sister, Neva Brown, and husband, Tom, brother, Keith Golden, and wife, Natalie, sister-in-law, Mary Arnold, sister-in-law, Irene Stinnett, and husband, Terry, along with many nieces and nephews. Visitation will be held Thursday, March 4th, 2021, from 5:30 until 7 at the branch at MPW in Midland, Texas. Funeral services will be held in the chapel at Naley Picklin Welsh Funeral Home Friday, March 5th, 2021 at 2 p.m. Burial will immediately follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens in Odessa, Texas. Terry will be greatly missed by all his friends and family. Per their wishes, in lieu of flowers, please make memorial donations to the University Medical Center, Timothy J. Harner Burn Center in Lubbock, Texas. Arrangements are under the direction of Naley Picklin Welsh Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.mpwelch.com. Death notices. Joe Hales, Seminole. Joe Hales, Nani of Seminole, died Saturday, February 27, 2021, in Seminole. Funeral service is scheduled for 11 a.m., March 3, 2021, at Westside Church of Christ. Burial will follow at Gaines County Memorial Cemetery. Brother Tom Keyes is officiating. Arrangements are by Boer Funeral Home Seminole of Seminole. Nelita Florencia Trudy Hostetter, Odessa. Nelita Florencia Trudy Hostetter, 93, died Wednesday, February 24, 2021, in Odessa. Services are pending with Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Kimberly Rachel Martin, Midland. Kimberly Rachel Martin, 51, of Odessa, Texas, died Tuesday, February 23, 2021, in Midland, Texas. Memorial service is scheduled for 2 p.m. Saturday, March 6, 2021, at Fannin Terrace Baptist Church. Doug Lamb is officiating. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Mary Jane Anderson Rauch, Odessa. Mary Jane Anderson Rauch, 68, of Odessa, died Monday, February 22, 2021, in Odessa. Graveside service is scheduled for 1 p.m., March 5, 2021, at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Reverend Clydell Chapman is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Georgiana Alexander Smith, Odessa. Georgiana Alexander Smith, 77, of Odessa, died Friday, February 26, 2021, in Odessa. Graveside service is scheduled for 1 p.m. March 4, 2021, at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Zach Turner is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Homes of Odessa.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach, Wednesday, March 3, 2021. Crohn's disease caused narrowing of colon. Dear Dr. Roach, I am a 77-year-old man in good health. I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease about 15 years ago, but had no symptoms. Recently, I had a colonoscopy after blood was found in my stool. A biopsy confirmed Crohn's disease, and a follow-up CT scan showed a stricture in the terminal ileum. My doctor prescribed Humira, but I am concerned about the possible side effects. With no symptoms, I wonder whether I really need it. Answer. Management of Crohn's disease is complicated, and there is no substitute for experienced clinical judgment. So I asked my colleague, Dr. Sunanda Kane at the Mayo Clinic. She advised me that many people who say they have no symptoms subconsciously change their diet or other habits based on early satiety, bloating, or a sense of fullness. Dr. Kane noted also that strictures can be due to inflammation or fibrosis. If the stricture they found was inflammatory, she says, Humira is a good therapy and the risk is worth the benefits. If this is a fibrostenotic stricture, then we recommend a low-residue diet and monitoring for complications like anemia or vitamin deficiencies. A dedicated CT enterography can discern between an inflammatory and fibrostenotic stricture. Some people have an element of both, and Humira is good for the inflammation portion. In this era of COVID, we try to stay away from steroids and absolutely want to treat active inflammation, as this appears to be a risk factor for contracting COVID and more complicated infection.
This is the Dear Abby column. It is entitled, Two-Year Relationship Seems to Be Off More Often Than On. Dear Abby, I have been on and off with a man for 2 years. In all this time, he has never spent a holiday or Valentine's Day with me or introduced me to his family or friends. He told me to stay in the bathroom at his office when his friends showed up unexpectedly. When I objected, he said, "It's only for 20 minutes." I was horrified. He accuses me of picking fights and says I will never be happy with anyone when I try to talk with him about it. He breaks up with me at holiday time, never calls when he's on vacation, and our dates are always last minute. I realize he is using me for sex, but he insists I am wrong and he is a decent man. 2 birthdays passed, and he didn't even wish me a happy birthday, yet he buys presents and cards for every occasion for his friends and family. He blocks my number if I don't, quote, behave properly, unquote. He calls me miss in public, but calls waitresses sweetie the few times we have gone out. Narcissistic and emotionally abusive? Am I wrong? He tells me no one will stay with me once they know the type of woman I am. I'm not always at fault, like he wants me to believe. He buys me nothing to drink or eat when we were together. I pay my own way. I regret the day he entered my life. How can I make him see what he does is wrong? Signed, Almost Done, in New York. Dear Almost Done, this shameless man may never view what he has been doing as wrong. So don't try to make him see anything. End this sorry excuse for a relationship now because it is degrading, a waste of your time, and it's very likely that he is married and cheating on his wife. Dear Abby, I am 62, very healthy and youthful, and work full-time as an RN. I recently started dating a 67-year-old man I met on a dating site. We go out, do various things together, laugh, and seem to be compatible. My concern is he has significant heart disease. He has had stents put in and is on multiple meds. He also has moderate kidney failure. I realize he's actually very preoccupied with the state of his health because he talks about it often and he sees physicians as well as a naturopath and myofascial release specialist. We were taking my dogs for a walk recently and he said he didn't feel well. He fell and his defibrillator went off. Another time we were on a trip and he couldn't walk far before saying he needed water and he also wanted to be sure there was a bathroom close by. Another time, we were attempting to have some intimacy, and his defibrillator went off, which put a damper on the mood. Should I stay with this guy when his general health is so poor? It is affecting me and us. I do not want to be a caretaker, although at the same time, I do have compassion for him. Signed, Heartstrings Pulled. Dear Heartstrings, what a sad situation. It shouldn't take a medical background to see what the future holds, at least for him. This is a new relationship. Not once in your letter did you mention the depth of his feelings for you or yours for him. He does, and probably will continue to, need looking after. Because you have stated you are not prepared to do that, tell him now, while he's well enough to find someone who would be. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Horoscopes by astrologer Madeline Aslan. Happy birthday for Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. Directed, conceptual, and well-prepared, you have both the imagination and practicality that allow you to put your ideas into practice. This year, you succeed tremendously in a project that is tightly supervised. If single, you have a private life, and either you lose yourself in someone or don't let them in. In 2022, you meet Mr. or Ms. Right. If attached, you're finally with the perfect partner. Libra thinks you're funny. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5, dynamic. 4, positive. 3, average. 2, so-so. 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th, 3 stars. Today finds you solving mysteries or engaged in research work. The security needs and decisions of others intertwine with your own finances. Comforting and meaningful messages arrive from the afterworld. Tonight, relaxation exercises enhance your health and energy. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 5 stars. You can be transformed by love. An encounter with a past partner is likely. A turning point for the better comes to those seeking a meaningful relationship. Profound healing is possible at this time. Go for it. Tonight, wait and watch. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 3 stars. It's a time when you'll reap what has been sown regarding your health. You're aware of the effects of past health-related decisions. A favorable aspect promises that healing and enhanced fitness will be the reward of the efforts you make to develop good habits. Tonight, relax. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 5 stars. Relieve the daily grind by working in a new location or taking more breaks. Add variety to your job by working on several projects at once. A younger person brings joy. Your past efforts are appreciated. You're happy with yourself. Tonight, a sigh of relief. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 3 stars. Purchase needed household supplies and arrange for home repairs. A feng shui treatment would be a good idea. Avoid confrontations or financial risk today. All that is familiar and tried and true has a special magic now. Tonight, catch up with family members. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 4 stars. Today places you in the role of peacemaker. A neighbor or sibling seeks your advice. Help others, but pull away from those who are too needy. Learning is a new subject. or catching up on reading is favored. Tonight, a casual conversation offers valuable information. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd, 4 stars. Today promises to have an impact on your finances. Adjustments to accommodate changes in the status quo are a must. Don't risk your security. Gamble only with funds you can afford to lose. Be flexible and patient. A financial dream just might come true. Tonight, pray. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, 4 stars. Today brings improved self-awareness. Be your own best friend by making changes. A progressive mood develops. Others challenge you. Look at how patterns impact your closest relationships. It's tempting to be lackadaisical about healthcare. Tonight, cultivate kind and upbeat associates. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st, 3 stars. Today makes your sense of hearing especially keen. Avoid loud noises, but listen to the wind, waves, or early morning call of birds. Finances and friendship combine gracefully. Keep impatience in check. Tonight, if you're feeling stressed, seek relaxation. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th, 5 stars. Beauty in all forms provides a spiritual experience. Friendships become warmer and more intimate. The potential for happy romance is present. Accept opportunities to follow your heart's desire regarding your career and finances. Tonight, you feel your life is becoming more stable. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 4 stars. Today emphasizes complex situations at work and is also excellent for intuitive flashes. Divine with runes or tarot. Focus on essentials. Don't get sidetracked and all will be well. You'll be able to employ your promotion skills effectively. Tonight, networking online. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, 4 stars. A great burst of energy propels you into today. It's an excellent cycle for study. Put your ideas into action. Tolerance and good manners are essential if dealing with difficult coworkers. Expect a power shift. Tonight, a matter of reputation and credibility.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.